Now we're here. Now I'm going. There's a great old psalm. A lot of hymns and praise songs have been written around it. It's Psalm 100. Ironically, out of the 150, it's number 100. So it's easy to remember. It says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations." Let us worship God together.
When I think about the love. going to finish today with a very special song. Mike can put it up for us. This is a song, it's called With Him. And many of you know that Brian Davis went home. He was born eternally on his actual birthday. And this was a song that he wrote. For anyone who doesn't know him, he was he's the reason I'm playing piano right now, because I wouldn't know how to play if it weren't for Brian. And he had a beautiful voice, and he had amazing hands. He could play 6 notes at one time on one hand, which for anyone who plays piano knows that's pretty amazing. It's because he could play like 3 notes with his thumb. But he played with us for years, and he would sing and he would play the piano or play the keyboard. And this was the last song that he wrote when he was here attending. This was always his home church in his heart, but he wasn't always attending regularly. But this song is With Him, and I think this song really captures what was important to Brian, which Brian had a special understanding of the fact that we're with God, we're seated with God. So we're going to sing this. It'll probably be new to most of you, but we do this in honor of Brian, and it's very special to think about him singing and playing in the presence of the Father. So.
by thanking you for the life of the man who wrote that song and who lived those words and who helped many of the rest of us live those words. And so we thank you for the life of Brian Davis, who went and was reborn with you in eternity on the day he was born on this earth 65 years ago, last Friday. Bless his wife, Laura, their three children, Barbie and Mary and Ben, and their loved ones in their grief in his passing, and multiply their joy in Brian's victory. And guide us this week as we gather with the family privately for his burial and then next Saturday for a memorial service in tribute to his life, commending him to your care. And Lord, I pray as well for a friend of Vicki Elmaker's, Barb Berry, a co-worker, who unexpectedly died recently as well. Bless her loved ones and Vicki. Bless Vicki on this, her birthday. And thank you for how special Vicki is to all of us. Lord, we pray for all the people whose names appear on our list. I know that Brian's daughter Barbie failed to get the report about her heart just so she could be by his side in his final days. And I pray she gets encouraging news Monday when she sees the doctor, or whenever that is, to get those test results. We pray her heart will be strong and already healed. And for others, we miss Kay, and we pray that her surgery is going well in the healing stage, and that Ray and Kay can be with us again soon. Bless Jonathan as he returns to work this week following his surgery on his knee. Thank you that Krista was able to come to home group this week. I know she's seeing Timothy off today for the trip to Peru, but thank you that she's doing better after her operation. And Lord, thank you that Frank Ferrari has been transferred from Nicaragua here to Lancaster General, but still is in a coma, and help his family decide just about his condition and his future. But really, he's in your hands, Lord, and we continue to pray with them for a miracle, that he wakes up, comes out of that coma, and that he's just been taking a break. Just bless Sue and all their children. We pray, Father, that you will indeed be with Harold Godshall. I know he needs your healing. Thank you for the witness that he is. And I know that Harold and Brian and I were a trio. And it's just a challenge, Lord, to see these friends who are struggling with their health. I pray for a miracle of healing for Harold. And Lord, we just thank you for the new life that's on its way, the little girl that Alicia and Ken await in March, getting closer as we next month turn the calendar, the end of the month, and Rebecca and Nate do around the same time in March, and Krista and Timothy. And thank you that things seem to go well during the kidney surgery, the way that you watched over their baby. Lord, we pray today for the Lancaster County Christian School mission trip to Peru. Our own Timothy is leading that, and one of the leaders among other chaperones, along with Joanna and Mark, who's going back with them to Peru today to host the class as he does when they were living there and until they return. Bless them as they all fly out of Dulles Airport later today. Mark and Kristen, as they've had a break in Virginia Beach with friends and meet the class in Washington for the trip to Peru. Give them safety in the airways and the highways and the pathways that their trip leads them to, with the orphanage there, the children's home, the care center, the school, and just the interaction with the community and the children and parents and folks that are ministered through by Kids Alive, that this group will be part of, and bless Kids Alive. Lord, we pray for the those who lost loved ones in the senseless terrorist attack in New York. We continue to pray for those that lost loved ones in the senseless terrorist attack in Las Vegas. And we pray, Lord, for a new appreciation for the value of human life, other human life besides our own, and that those who have evil motives to take life for their particular causes or out of hate or evil will be stopped. And protect, Lord, the innocent, and comfort the grieved. Strengthen each one. Lord, we pray for peace in this world. We pray for those still building their lives after the natural disasters of wildfires and hurricanes and earthquakes. We just ask you to meet their needs. We particularly pray for Puerto Rico, where there are many who weeks later still don't have electricity, and there are many in our community who still have not heard from their loved ones in Puerto Rico because of the lack of communication. Just bring peace to all these folks, Lord, and others. We lift our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Mary, for that song. Remembering Brian. Brian not only taught Mary to play the piano, but he challenged her to enter that ministry of music. He saw a gift in her, and he nurtured it. And Mary, as I told you last week, when Brian was still living prior to his passing on Friday and still able to communicate with us all, Mary went over to the house and let Brian know that every time she goes to the keyboard, she thinks about him, and was able to encourage him that, in that way, just to know the impact that he's had on her life. You'll hear more later about the impact he's had on my life. I want to let you know that there's going to be a private family burial near their son Michael, who died unexpectedly of a heart condition in an indoor soccer rink somewhere around 14 years ago, I think. Over in Wrightsville, the family is going to have a burial for Brian, I think this Tuesday. I'll be officiating at all the services, and because I'm the closest thing to a pastor that Brian ever had. His gifts in music took him to many churches. He spent a long time with us at different times, but our friendship always continued, even when we didn't see each other. And but I was honored that when Brian sensed that the end of his life might be imminent, he called me and asked that I would take care of all these things. And it's been an honor for Joyce and I to be with his family and Brian since February, when the current illness began to really take hold. Brian, as some of you know, was given 5 years to live 28 years ago. And he's had serious illnesses since then. They picked up a parasite in Mexico. He has Waldenstrom's disease, a cancer of the bone marrow, as well as Hep C. He just is a man that lived for a long time and way beyond anybody's expectations. And one of the beautiful parts about Brian is that he never talked about his illness. You may remember that I rarely, if ever, prayed for Brian from up here because he didn't want attention drawn to his illness. He just went on ministering, witnessing, serving, writing music, singing music. He sang music in many venues, local restaurants, churches, Bible studies, had incredible musical gifts, piano, accordion, harmonica, and maybe some others. He carried his accordion on our Christmas caroling trips. It always enhanced our singing. It really helped reach out. So a lot of you knew Brian. For those that didn't, I'm sorry you didn't. He was a rare man. As I watched him in the last days, and Joyce and I were there with the family when he passed on Friday afternoon, the phrase that came through my mind is, "There lies a giant of a man." Brian was endeared to John Hobbs and Kenny. He'd be excited to know they're coming here. Kenny Davis is not mentioned in the bulletin, but he's coming as well. I mentioned last week that, and you can see in the bulletin the schedule, there'll be a dinner, covered dish for Saturday night. It's actually the weekend after, it's this coming weekend, it's next weekend. He'll be here that service. And then Sunday morning, we're going to suspend Sunday school, and John will teach and at that hour, and then he'll be preaching during the service. So we're grateful. Notice the other details about a fall work day coming up and kids choir, the holiday schedule. We're going to carol after worship again. You can read all these things, and we hope you can really jump in and be part of the family today. Am I forgetting anything? Anybody? Did I forget anything? I have a tendency to do that. If not, we welcome Kellen, who is here. She's a student at Millersville. And good to have you today, Kellen. And anyone else who might be visiting, I don't see. But please take a minute or two and greet. Oh, I have another announcement. Solomon is here. He's over there with Abenezer. He is Abenezer's mother's cousin from Ethiopia. He lives in the Washington, D.C. area. And he's been a real great support to Abenezer. Our family's met him a few times and been with him. He's staying with us this weekend. He came up for the state cross-country meet where Abenezer finished 26th out of over 250 runners in the state competition. Unfortunately, the medals stopped at 25th, so he didn't get a medal, but Malachi's going to make him one. So that's going to be great. So Solomon, welcome to Zion. Good to see you. Yes, Malachi. You already made it? You gave it to him already? Great. He can show it to us. Good.